Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. It's Let's Talk Day. Bell Let's Talk Day, raising funds and awareness for mental health initiatives. And Bell will donate 5 cents for every text and long-distance call on its network. For tweets on any network with the hashtag Bell Let's Talk hashtag. And for sharing the events on Facebook image. Let's help. Let's talk. One of the benefits of the Let's Talk and other campaigns to lift the veil of, I guess for some it had been a veil of shame when talking about mental health issues, that more people are now coming forward and asking for help and getting help, but it's putting a strain on existing resources. And Dr. Dworkin joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
The headline is that hospitals across Ontario are struggling to keep up as more and more youth and families seek help for mental illness. And you're a big advocate of the provincial government making sure that health plans, including its own health plan, cover cognitive behavioral therapy and other things by certified psychologists.
Yes, because there is a tremendous amount of evidence to show that CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy is very helpful for adolescents. It gives them the tools to be able to handle the stresses that they confront, the adversity that they confront. Because part of this, Steve, is that I think unfortunately with the way our society has moved with regards to social networking and Facebook and other media where very little thought is given into how you communicate. You're not facing people directly. You are not learning how to interact in a way that we were able to do in the past. And it's very important during adolescence. There are different stages during adolescence that require this type of interaction, that require a certain amount of adversity to learn what your limits are, to learn how to effectively challenge those that challenge you. And I think we are losing that in some ways with the way we communicate today. And I certainly can't prove that the increase in mental health is because of that, mental health problems is because of that, but I don't think it contributes very well to our young people's ability to communicate with each other. And I think that makes a huge difference.
Well, you know, one of our young co-workers here confided to me that she has been battling depression and she's been seeing a psychologist for CBT.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tremendously helpful to her, but our health plan, she reached her maximum.
Yeah.
And now she's having to pay, it's more than $200 per session. And she's not one of our, you know, she's relatively new in the business. And she's struggling with the cost of getting help that she needs. If it was a physical ailment, no one would argue. Say, here's the money. Go see your doctor.
You're absolutely right. You know, imagine telling someone who had a heart attack or has cancer that, sorry, your money has run out and now you're left on your own. I think the issue, and especially with this type of day today, is to make the distinction that there is no distinction between mental health and physical harm. They're both one and the same. And that when there are mental health issues, you can't just stop in the middle of progress. That to me is tremendously cruel. How can you tell someone as they're starting to feel better, they're becoming more functional again, to say, sorry, the taps are turned off now, you're on your own again.
Money's
that
run
to
out.
Me is the epitome of cruelty.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome.